بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، قال الله تعالى بعد: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تعالى: قل ان صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Friends, as per the teaching of our illustrious Sheikh, before any bayan proper, always make muzakara of one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sum total of life. It is the criteria for success in this world, at the time of death, in the qabr, and in the akhirah. One sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which a person does throughout his life, every day, every moment of his life, we're reading, and somebody was telling me that the fingers of the hand are working all the time. A machine that a person invents in this world works for some time, it has a lifespan. But until a person is living, Allah forbid, if there's no accident or anything, a person has his fingers, his fingers are working all the time. So whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave something or took something, he did it with the right hand. When he wore his garments, he gave preference to the right. When he was washing in wudu, etc., he gave preference to the right. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq of practicing. Friends, one time, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, and a musafir came, a traveler. The Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in said that we saw this traveler. There was no sign of any travel upon him. He was a stranger. Medina Sharif was not a very huge city, so everybody knew everybody. One was known to the other. This person came, nobody knew him. He was a total stranger. But there was no sign of travel upon him. So this amazed them a lot, that if he was a local, then we would have known him. But he's not a local, he's a stranger, we don't know him. He came from somewhere outside, there should be some sign of travel upon him. But there was no sign of travel. He sat very, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he posed three questions. First one was regarding iman, that what is iman? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to believe that I am the final Nabi and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And upon this, he said that what you have said is the truth. Sahaba say, we were very amazed that a stranger, the audacity of coming to sit so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, posing a question that he knew the answer of, that's why he's saying that what you have answered is correct. Then he posed the second question, that what is Islam? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the answer that you should perform your 5 times daily salah, you should fast in the month of Ramadan, and you should pay your zakat, and you should make hajj once in a lifetime if it becomes obligatory. And again, he said that what you have answered is correct. So they say, we were very, very surprised again that he asked a question, and again he knew the answer, that's why he's saying that what you have said is correct. And then he posed the third question, that what is ihsan? So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if not, then at least have this in mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. And again he said that what you have answered is correctly, and he went away. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, that do you know who this person was? And they said, Allah wa Rasuluhu alam, Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. He said, this was your brother Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, he came to teach you your deen. Now the answer to the first question, we'll see, pertains to belief. Things which pertain to the heart. To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in the finality of the messengerhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. And the second question pertains to outward actions, that is, to the limbs, etc., that these amal, salah, zakat, fasting, hajj, etc., is physically rather. And the third one is the life in all these actions. One time, one sahabi came to the masjid and he performed his salah. After that he left, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him and said, Salli, fa innaka lam tusalli, go and repeat your salah because you haven't read your salah. This happened a couple of times. He went, he repeated his salah, came back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to do it again, came back a third time, then he said, teach me how to read salah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read your salah how you see me reading salah. This is life of salah. To do things in the way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, and to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before us all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat that we read just now, that inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That say and announce that my worship, wa nusuki, all my sacrifices, وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ My living and my dying, everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is those of the ash'ar that were recited just now, that were rendered just now, that يَتِرِي رَزَا مِ جِينَا يَتِرِي رَزَا مِ مَرْنَا That to live in your pleasure and to die for your sake, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the sum total of life. That ruh, life must come into our actions. And why should it come? It was mentioned also, as the Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, that the first step of tasawwuf, the first step of ihsan, and that is what we have all come for, that how can we be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this ayah can fit onto us, that my salah, my worship, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, whatever I do, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said the first step of ihsan is the correction of niyat. And you see Bukhari Sharif starts with this hadith, that innama al-a'malu bil-niyat, that every action will be judged according to the intention made for it. Our Shaykh told us an incident of Zubaydah, the wife of Harun Rashid, who had done a lot of work in Nahal, relief work, etc., for the Ummah, always of benefit to the people, how she dug the canal for water to come to the people of Hijaz from Iraq. When she passed away, then somebody saw her in a dream and asked and said to her, that you must have just gone through with flying colors, how much of work you did. And she said, all those a'mal, all those actions, ila arbabihim, it went to their lords. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ana aghna shuraka, I am the most independent of all partners. We enter into a partnership in business, somebody 25%, somebody 50%, 50-50, 70-30, whatever the proportions are. Allah says that I am such a partner that even if 1% is given to somebody else, then I rather give the entire portion to him. So whatever actions were done, she said that went to all the lords. You work for Abdul Sattar and you want your wages end of the month from Abdul Jabbar, it doesn't work that way. You did your actions for somebody else, there was no ruh in it, there was no sincerity in it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say that what reward do you want from us, from me? Our Shaykh gave us the example, the person is working on his computer, he's working entire night, he did all his balance sheets and whatever work he had, and then he even pressed the save. But when he pressed the print button, and then he saw everything came out blank. There was no ink, there was no toner, there was no sincerity. If we don't get this into our life, if we don't get this ihsan that we're seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if not, then the least that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of us, may it not be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, that those papers come out blank and we still think that I was teaching in a madrasa. So many students were in my class. I came to Khanqah every year, I used to stay maybe 40 days. I came weekly for the program. I used to go out in Jamaat for 40 days. I went out for 4 months. I did this and I did that and I did relief work. But we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then ila arbab, it went all to somewhere else. The hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the three people will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an alim and a mujahid and a very, very generous person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them that what have you brought? And the alim will say that, oh Allah, my entire life I spent in the propagation of your deen, in learning and in teaching. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, yes, yes, you did. But you did not do it for me. You did it so that people can say that you are a great alim, you are a great orator, you are a great this, a great researcher, a great scholar. So you did it for them. Now what do you wanted to be called that? People said what you wanted. What you want, you got. Now there is nothing for you here, and it will be said that drag him headlong in a humiliating manner, in a very disgraceful manner, and drag him into the fire of Jahannam. Likewise, the mujahid, the person will say that I gave my entire, I paid the ultimate price. I became a martyr in your path. I gave my life, I made my wife widow, I made my children orphans, I gave my life on the battlefield. Yes, you did. But you wanted to be known as a warrior, as a very, very brave person. And what you want, you got. You wanted people to say, and they said. They spoke. What you wanted, you got. Now what are you seeking from me? Why all this? Because the person did not work on that ihsan. He did not work, he did not stay in the company of the pious. He did not bring this into his life, that how can he do all his amal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it will be said, they drag him headlong into the fire of Jahannam. And likewise, the generous person, that all my wealth, oh Allah, whatever you gave me, I spent it in helping others, I spent it in good work, I spent it in building of masjid, masajid, in building of madaris, and sponsoring students, and doing relief work, and this and that, and whatever the case may be. But yes, you said it so that you did it so that people can say you're a great person, you're a generous person. What you wanted, you got. Now there is nothing for you here. Now then it will be said, drag him headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So the first step of this ihsan is the correction of niyat. We have all come here, myself included. Why have we come? We are here to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. That, oh Allah, how can it be that I can live for your sake, I can die for your sake? That whatever I do can be only for you. And not only in salah, we can extend it to everything. Whatever action that a person carries out in life, whatever a person does, he may be just giving 2 rand to a bowser boy, but to remember at that time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of it. He may be giving, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. That do not treat any action as insignificant, even if it is just to smile at your Muslim brother. Now to this action that we are doing, why are we doing it? We are doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the ihsan that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, to the stranger, this traveler who came and asked, posed the questions, who actually was Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, that to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to carry out your actions of ibadat, of goodness, etc., whatever it may be, as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if not, then to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you. If you can't bring this into you, that you are seeing Allah, then remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you. When this will come into a person, now a person will progress. Now a person will fly. He will fly towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he will get that pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is the greatest thing. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in one ayat of Quran, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for the believing males and females such gardens beneath which rivers flow, etc., and palaces and all that. And then Allah says, better than that, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. That the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, akbar, that is the greatest thing. And not only that, ذَلْكَ وَالْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. It is a very, very, very great success. What is success? We all looking for success. But each and every person in this world has got a different way of thinking. You ask a person regarding a certain aspect, every person will have a different opinion. One person will say, do it like this. One person will say, do it like that. Or you ask a person, to open a shop in a certain area. One person will say, no, it is very, very dangerous there. You can't go into that area. How are you going? And one person will say, no, you must go there. If you don't sacrifice, you won't be able to be a success. So every person will look at any aspect in a different way. If you ask a person, what is success? One person will say that for me to have a very big empire, that I must have so many businesses and workers, etc., this is success in his eyes. Another person will say that no, I must have a huge family, I must have lot of offspring, etc. That is his perception of success. Another person may say that success in life is that when I write my name, then half a page or the entire page must only go with the degrees behind my name. That he is a professor in this, and he is this, and he is that, and he is that. There's so many degrees that he will feel that success is in that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that true success is to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the inhabitants of Jannah will be now in Jannah and enjoying themselves with all the ni'mat that were bestowed upon them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will see a very, very bright light, and they will be blessed with the countenance and the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them that, oh my servants, that did you find my promise to be true? That whatever I promise, yes Allah, whatever you promise we have got. Is there anything more that you want? Oh Allah, what more can there be? You have given us everything. What more can we ask for? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, oh my servants, oh my bondmen, remember that I will never ever be displeased. I am happy with you. I will never be displeased with you again. And this announcement will bring such joy to them, which will be even more than the pleasures of Jannah. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the word akbar, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. That the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest thing. This is the greatest success. Everybody can think of success in a different way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, what is success? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to work towards that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Raziq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Malik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. He created us so that we can be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us so that we can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. That Allah says that I do not fit into any sphere anywhere, but if I fit into the heart of a believer. That is what we are living to aspire. That is what we are living to acquire. And if you want all this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just not tell us just to acquire it and just get it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the formula of how to get it into us. That as we said, each and every person will think of success or any aspect in a different way. Every person has got a different way of thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that if you want this ridwan of Allah, if you want this Allah consciousness, if you want this to come into your life, then stay in the company of those who have it already. Automatically it's going to rub off onto you. The glass of water, if you put it into the fridge, it's going to become cold. You put it into the freezer, it will freeze. You put it on the stove, it's going to boil. So the environment that the person is going to be in, that is what is going to rub off onto the person. And that is what was just now said. That yak zamana vastahbata awliya bahtar az that one moment in the company of the pious, this is better than 100 years of sincere ibadat. And as Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, Qurban Jai, may we be sacrificed on our priya, on our pious ulama, on our scholars. He said that, yeah, this is an understatement. Not 100, 100,000. So when we'll stay in this company, when we'll choose the company of righteous people, those people that when you see them, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see them, you see their lives, a life of contentment. That whatever condition is, the poem that was rendered now, whatever the condition is, that if you be conditions of happiness, conditions of sorrow or grief, whatever it is, they are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just not a five-letter word, A-double-L-A-H, Allah, Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha, is not just a word, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a living being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a loving bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see such people, then you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you wish that your life can also become like them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this Allah consciousness and this ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want it, then stay in their company. And then it has been elaborated that stay in their company until you become like them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he went out to accept Iman, then he went out with his sword in his hand, walayyadu billah, to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a mission. And when he came back, when he put his hand into the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now that person who so to say was a thorn, now became a rose. That person who so to say was a highway robber, now he became a guide for others. That how will you reach your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now he was guiding other people on that path. This will happen to us also when we choose the company of the righteous. And that is why we have come. And we will listen to all these bayans. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put effect into it. That first of all it comes into my heart and then into the hearts of everybody else. Allah bless us with understanding me first and everybody else. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله